Okay, and I have words that I got from these dig docs, and some of them, I started off with the hot ones, which means that I had more than one TikTok that was mm-hmm. sort of like the same, the related theme. And the first one was, all of these TikToks range from the 1st of October to yesterday. It's kind of correlated. Okay, this TikTok said that the Coast Guard shot four Chinese warships off the coast of Alaska by the Aleutian Islands.
Yeah.
There's troop deployment. You want me to stop? I'll stop.
No. Oh, you're good.
I want to get the whole context. Okay, starting over. Coast Guard encountered four Chinese warships off the coast of Alaska by the Aleutian Islands. There's troop deployment in Fort Richardson, Arkansas, due to Chinese warships and jets around and over Taiwan. There was a announcement of World War III involving Taiwan and China. American Special Forces troops and Marines are in Taiwan to help Taiwan prepare for war with China. Japan and South Korea are preparing for the war. China made a major declaration to the U.S. stating that they must remove the troops from Taiwan. And I just had my own local news here on Wednesday that top American and Chinese diplomats met in Zurich on Wednesday talking about smoothing tensions between the two powers. So, first question.
Did you hear Bert Ion say within the last half hour, we go from civil war to world war? Did you hear that phrase?
Yes,
right. We haven't heard that. We talk about going to civil war in America. We haven't heard then going to world war in that sequence. So going to world war is what you're inventorying there.
Sounds that way. And that's what these are like yes or no questions, but Ion can add more.
It's going to be called the Roswell incident when it's over.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
Everything is, Bob.
Right. No, but I mean this meeting with aliens, I assume you mean that because Roswell means ETs. Or do you mean something different?
No. We mean that's what they're going to call this thing, this world war, when it's over.
Why? Really? Because it involves aliens?
Project Mogul.
What?
Project Mogul.
Right, but is it reacting to aliens showing up, which is what Reagan said to Gorbachev in Iceland in November 1985, that we can all unite because we got aliens coming.
Right, we got to. That's why he started the Star Wars conversation. But what's really going on is France is furious because Australia just bought nuclear submarines from us. That Jim Crow Joe didn't even know he sold. He was making a big speech. It was the stupidest thing he ever heard of in his life. And then he's come to find out we sold it to him. And he killed a contract for $800 million for diesel submarines that they canceled when they could get the nuclear version in Australia, which is also going to take part in the war.
It's going to be a cause in the war? A cause or the technology will be used?
Nuclear submarine for Australia in that battle is huge. It gives them a run. They don't have a run. Australia has nothing. But if they got nuclear subs, they can run. They can go.
Where did they get the nuclear subs from, Bert?
United States of America.
Right. So then what contract was canceled?
The one between France.
France
Australia.
Was supposed to get.
Yes.
Why between France and Australia? Oh, that France was going to sell them.
Yes.
Theirs. So France loses out, and Joe didn't know. So then what happened between France and the United States?
They're cross with each other.
Okay.
Very cross.
Now, you said Joe is gone. Was that his last stupid act, and he's not going to be meddling anymore?
Oh, I don't know. It's great fun. We don't care. It's fun. It's baseball. Otherwise, Drudge would have nothing to talk about, Bob, so whatever.
Are you the tech body when you say that? Yeah, you're the tech body when you say that. I caught you.
Okay, well, Project Mogul that I had mentioned, also referred to as Operation Mogul, was a top secret project by U.S. Army Air Forces involving microphones flown on high-altitude balloons whose primary purpose was long-distance detection of sound waves generated by Soviet atomic, I guess, missiles. So are they using Project Mogul against the Chinese, Ion?
It's American, right, Carol? It's American, Carol?
Yeah, U.S. Army and Air is American.
It's a DEW-LINE, distant early warning system, way of noticing what's happening. Right?
So I'm asking.
It's buoys in the ocean. It's buoys in the ocean, Bob. Yes, that's
right.
What they're going to use to strangle. But since the Three Gorges is broken, they better have to hurry because they may not make it.
Yeah.
Which means, and the aliens are monitoring this. They're timing their intervention with these world events going on. What is the war about? Is it the fact China's collapsing, America's collapsing, and these guys are all having a war to distract from something? Maybe the aliens. Is that going on, Ion? These war stuff is a distraction?
It's everything. The food shortage. Why would they hold all the food back? Why do you have literally hundreds of tanker ships filled with thousands of 40-foot land-sea containers just sitting in the fucking water? And then the news is it takes $2,000 to get a container delivered, and because of all this hold up and fuel and sitting and waiting and doing nobody to load and unload, now that same container is going to cost $20,000 to $48,000 a container, and somebody's going to eat that, and it's not going to be the people who sold the goods.
So the war moves are based on a collapse around the world.
No, no.
Bank of England.
No. Don't say it like that. You're going to confuse it. Don't say it. It's true. What you're saying is true, but we're saying don't say it like that. Say it a different way. It's one mark of a distraction. Because you can't change a people with a little bit of my container's late, I'm going to kill somebody. No. It's when there's no more beans and rice, no more frijoles, and no arroz. Then they're going to fight because they got to have the beans and the rice. Or the pig, or whatever it is they're going to eat. Or their chocolate restructure. God damn it, I want my chocolate restructure. Well.
Right.
Okay.
But, so you're just saying you got to wait a few more weeks till people are affected by the cargo stoppage.
They're already affected. They're already affected. Hell, even Karen was affected.
Okay. They start fighting over Taiwan as a distraction.
That's another distraction. Why would they have warships in Alaska?
Yeah.
Except for what's going on in Russia.
So the distractions are each traditional institution of our industrial society freaking out because they're not sure what's going to happen next, so they're making moves against their appointed roles to do stuff.
Okay, Bob. Bert, look up right quick. What is the deepest freshwater lake in the world?
Okay.
That'll tell you why warships are sitting in that Bering Strait.
Did you find it yet, Carol?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Lake Baikal in Siberia.
Exactly.
Deepest freshwater lake.
Yeah.
Does that go into some tunnel zones to other worlds?
Not other worlds. There's a hole. It's a hiding place, Bob.
Yeah, for tunnels and stuff. Tunnels.
And they're coming out.
Well, is that the seepage that is typical, like in Bert's place, the thing suppressed by NOAA?
That's beautiful, Bob. Now you're on point. Because look how, Carolyn, look, he's actually presenting it in a way that can be formidable with everything else that's going on. Not some crazy bullshit stuff. He was in line with the thought process. That's good. That seepage is exactly correct, Bob. And so the Chinese are very concerned about this because China isn't trying to go to war with Russia yet. But now there's warships there because something's going to happen in that deep water lake.
So, Bert, people are not going to war for national reasons. There's too much other chaos going on, and everybody's reacting to the larger cataclysms. Plus, when the
and let me tell you something. They're going to react. They're going to not react. They're going to do what they do. But you turn that goddamn facial book off, and we're going to fight. Hell yeah, we gonna fight, goddammit. You turn that facial book off. You turn off the Instagram, goddammit, and when you take away Bob's medium, oh hell, they gonna be hell. Somebody's gonna pay. Y'all think,
yeah, you don't fucking cut me off.
Y'all think Dave Winter's dog was a goddamn problem. You stop that shit. You stop that shit and they'll show you something. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Do that one time.
Perfect segue, Ion. I'll pull this one out. This wasn't my number two, but okay, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram were down. They claimed it was a global outage. Then there was a TikTok that said the military just entered Facebook headquarters in California and took their servers. Facebook stock crashed down 5%. And then there was a Facebook whistleblower.
Yeah. And Mark Zuckerberg lost $6 billion in a day.
Yeah.
Hoot, ain't it?
But you know, Bert,
in a day.
Ian's been talking about the blackout in media. The blackout is going to use these others. They're all using each other to do their particular institutional interventions. So somebody wants to have a blackout, maybe because of the war up in Alaska, and so they're going to make Facebook be shut down. Because why would Facebook? What would be the reason they turn things off? And so they're creating a reason to have this blackout.
Yeah.
As part of that, somebody's reaction to other shit that's happening.
We're going to start calling it the fuck book because they fucking you up.
Yeah. Well, as long as there's fuck you university, we're okay. Once we have the brainstorms at the top minds of the planet.
That's right. And let's see if Bill's turbo bridge from 1965 holds up through the pulse of this. So it might be good. Y'all better have your Dixie cup and string ready. All three of you on fuck you university. You only had to have six cups and three strings, so they won't need much. Get that off the road. It'll be okay.
So we started off with strontium 90, Bert. What is happening? We're talking about Elon Musk, cars blowing up. Are we connected still to that? Is it being caused by these other problems?
Yes. Those are all steps. AO2SO4 is changing. It's already happening. La Paloma Loma, it's still happening. The tidal wave, still happening. The flood, they're all preparing. If you look at what they're doing, they're prepared. They're mobilizing troops. Hey, Bert, how many goddamn trains of fucking tanks have you been seeing going through Iowa? What the fuck's going on in Iowa? Kansas, why are you moving trains with engines in the middle? Pushing, pulling, towing, moving tanks everywhere. Why do you need all them tanks everywhere? Oh my God! It's the Muslims. The Muslims have got underground camps. They're gonna come attack. The Muslims is coming to attack us all. They're gonna make us have Sharia law. They're gonna whoop our women. Let me tell you what, Bert. You take the meanest pit bull in the world. You let a white woman walk in the room. She lay down there and cuddle with them. She ain't scared of nothing. They put a white woman on that thing. They'll take care of it. They'll lay down there by them dogs. Them dogs be putting their little hats on, little glasses, they'll be dancing. Them dogs will lay down and, put a white woman on it and see what happens. You see, they ain't scared of nothing. They ain't got
I just said that the military's moving around because they know about the tidal wave. Did you hear that?
And is that movement because of the tidal wave, the military, those tanks? I mean, because
they know it's coming.
Part of it.
Right. That means they're listening to us, right?
Oh yeah.
So this movement apparently causing these fucking issues, Bert. The Joe is causing this world chaos.
Did you not listen?
Did you not listen when we was talking to the Labesian girls that we, whatever yeah. you say, we make come true? Well, yeah. now you've had a news flash and you're surprised.
I'm just catching up to myself. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I'm just jogging along. There's myself.
Baghdad.
Battery, by fuck. Yeah, see, he makes stupid accusations about me to draw me in so I can start saying stuff so we can have another week.
Reel him in, Karen. And don't
Get
you mention
Bob's taking
Antarctica.
Shit.
Don't you mention Antarctica one time. You better not mention no Antarctica. That's a whole nother.
Okay, so Bert, when you talk about TikTok, these are individuals who seem to know stuff, come on and report something, right? By themselves.
That's what it appears, yes. Yes, it appears to me, Bob, yeah. Yes. Okay, Ion, next theme. Was that flood? I saw a tragic flood that said it was the Three Gorges Dam in China. Was that video taken from this past week? it can't be too many words.
I had talked himself into an aorta collapse.
Ian, was that video of the flooding in China? Was that taken this week? This past week? Too hot?
Too hot. Let's see if he got knocked out. Check the panel here. There, he's still up there. There's red markers as if sound is coming out. Mm. But I'll go down here just in check. Is that you, Ian? Did you bounce down the bottom? Or is that Ara? Or Evan? Or one of those people? There one just came in. Is that you, Ion? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, he got knocked out.
All he said was, do not mention Antarctica, and then they blowed the goddamn thing up. We thought it was Bert again. We were arguing with Bert, and it wasn't Bert. Fuck, it was us. And Bill's laughing his cheeseburger ass off. Bill the cheeseburger blowed us off.
The cheeseburger ass.
Yeah. Okay, so...
What do you know about Antarctica? You got any TikToks on that, Bert?
Oh, Bob, that's... I thought... Oh, my goodness, Bob. That is my next one, and it's huge, Bob. Huge.
What is it? Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, Ian, can I go? You said don't.
Are you going to go to Bird? Are you going to do Admiral Bird as well?
Didn't see the Admiral... Well... I didn't see the Admiral Byrd.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. We did that 100 years ago
a long time ago, yes. The Admiral Byrd, yes. But, I mean, just this week, since the 1st of October,
this is that conversation.
Oh.
Go ahead. So it always hooks up. That's where Bob says. So you take some esoteric Baghdad battery from 10 years ago, and now all of a sudden it becomes credible? Yeah, now it becomes credible.
It's not credible. Go on, what did the Antarctic TikTok say?
Okay, there was, let me count.
There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 TikToks regarding the Antarctica, Bob. The first one claims that there is a 360-degree ice barrier that holds water in, and it stands 150 feet above the water, and that there's no independent access to Antarctica.
It's an ice wall.
Yes, ice wall, but they said barrier. Ice wall, and average people can only go through a guided tour. There are no towns, cities, or permanent residents there. Then another TikTok said, before the Antarctica Treaty from the Encyclopedia Britannica 1958 says that flights proved inland areas to be a dome 30,000 feet high.
What was the dome? One, there was a dome, like an artifact, dome. A Bucky Fuller dome?
A dome, yes, 13,000 feet high. Okay, and then another one says that proof that the Earth flat, all the maps before 1958 show a flat Earth with an ice wall around it and firmament and a dome that's 385,000 feet high. And the encyclopedia gives the exact height at a certain latitude and longitude of that dome. And there's another one that says the reason in 1958 all countries signed a UN treaty to ban all civilians from visiting Antarctica, and NASA came in and erased it all.
Right, no more civilians could go
and
to where that was.
And they and they made an alliance. What was the alliance called that took it all off? That banned it from being included in any of the books?
I don't have it. I just had UN treaty.
Not Eco Alliance with Peter Zezak, the coronavirus scandal.
No.
Yes, not
no, this is
equal.
This is done. This was in '58 when they signed an alliance that took it out of everybody's book. They removed
everybody's
book.
Yeah.
Everybody's book. Yeah. Well, who made this alliance agreement?
Yes.
All the countries.
UN.
Okay. What?
UN.
This is back when the UN was meant something. So what? What were they hiding people from? Now, you mentioned the South Dome a week or two ago that's pulsing in and out and closing and opening. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the dome you're talking about.
It's the Antarctic Treaty of 1959.
Right. This dome, nobody knows who built it, or we know who built it?
Well, we know who built it. But
you do, but humans don't, right?
We didn't. We didn't want to put it in the Wikipedia just yet because they were trying to say it wasn't true. We didn't want to break the protocol for the 1959 treaty.
Right. So the dome shows ET intervention on the planet because we didn't build it. Someone else did. Is that why it's hidden?
Mm-hmm. Because the agreement also bans mineral and oil exploration for 50 years. And includes regulations for the protection of the Antarctic environment.
So, Bert, that's a major finding when they discovered that, the birds and them discovered it. That's an obvious ET-built thing. And they've hidden that fact until now. What's releasing it? Is it just the normal opening up of everything? Or who found out about this in their TikToks? Who's saying,
Who owns Bertrand?
Yep.
Who owns Antarctica? Who owns Antarctica?
That's a great question.
Wait now. Hold on 1 second. Every other country, every other square inch of the earth is owned by a human being or by a person or by something. There's not this fallow land laying somewhere that nobody has claim to. Even Queen Isabella didn't leave anything left to chance. Even Versailles was attributed or attuned to someone. So look up quickly who owns Antarctica.
The old aliens, the Nazi aliens, are involved in who says who owns it. And so the earthly people couldn't solve it, and the aliens just said, we own it, we'll do it, so they put it into an abstract void, right? They're not admitting the aliens own it, because they built it.
It's not owned by any one nation. It's governed internationally by the Antarctic Treaty System.
Yeah, that's their way of saying
in 12 countries
own it, Bert.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big Roswell, and you're going to call this new conflict Roswell? And so it's triggered around. Is that part of the battle? Is the aliens are coming in, and they're claiming that dome. It's no longer, and it's in the southern part, which they're going to get, you know, below the 33rd parallel.
You can't even fly over it. So.
Wow.
Wow.
You know who used to write about this stuff, Bert? you know, Nazis down in and I think it was the neo-Nazi people. There was a guy in Toronto, forget his name. He was such a loudmouth that he eventually got to court and sent back to Germany, and they might have put him in jail, but Neufeld interviewed him when he was news director at CKLN, and he followed the trial of the guy. He was just a typical neo-Nazi, or whatever you call them, these Nazi people that would go on about how powerful Hitler was, and they were kind of Nazis, and they would always go on about Antarctica. I even got a book, one of their crazy little pamphlet books about it. So they knew through, so the Nazi ET connection in the 30s, 40s would intrigue, idiots to get involved with the Hitler charisma through the ET rumor. Right, Ion? Which is based on fact. So as usual, Bert, the people who are idiots are fucking onto something. The people who, that the mainstream media says are stupid, usually, are, proven to be true 6 months later.
Mm.
The establishment is so stupid, so weak. They've been standing back there with Queen Victoria, 1867, for the whole 20th century, trying to hold the fort for the British Empire.
So, Ian, is this related to you told Bob earlier that all of this other activity, like with the Taiwan, China, is what's happening in Antarctica? That's what's going to have it all labeled as the Antarctic, Roswell event?
Correct.
They're going to claim it just happened now. the guys built it last week. Bob was down there. Bob organized it.
Hey,
you're going to fucking blame me. I'm going to be the biggest Lee Harvey Oswald in history, Bert. They're setting me up, Bert.
No! Fuck no. You're not going to be Lee Harvey Oswald. You're going to be Jack Ruby.
Oh.
We got a little grassy knoll for you. Yeah. The Fort Worth grassy knoll and grass. Has Fort Worth ever crossed your mind, Bob?
I brought it up with Margarita. I said, "What's happening in Fort Worth?" I yelled that at her.
See, there he goes, Bert. Talking about something else, and then he claims that he did it before, and it's already been done. He didn't say nothing, he didn't know nothing, he didn't do nothing. And then when you call him on it, "Oh yeah, I've been talking about that all my life. I ain't doing no margarita today. Today I did this. I know all about this."
You know, Bert, when I get a thought and I utter it, I've got to start realizing it's not a spontaneous based on being absurd. It's based on a lot of shit that's going to happen in the next couple hours or something. It's based on something.
And you watch whatever his name is, Mr. Dobsdale, whatever his name is. He now gets on the phone, on a radio, on a show, in a show, out of show, about 24, 25 hours a day. 7 days a week.
That's right.
Unbelievable. He's doing more now than he ever did when he was actually busy.
Hey, so Ion, that reminds me, I don't remember the year, but I remember you announcing that they found, you actually posted like a YouTube or something about finding ancient structures in Antarctica.
Yes.
Is this related to that? There's all actually ancient, like ancient castles or structures. I remember.
Yeah.
What are you referring to?